Cuba, and much more. Today is Friday, November 3, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced that Israel is committing war crimes in Gaza with total impunity, thanks to the complicity of the United States. Through his profile on the social network X, the foreign minister condemned the recent bombing of a refugee camp in Jabalia, which caused hundreds of civilian deaths and injuries. Likewise, he reiterated the position of the largest Antillean island in favor of an urgent ceasefire. Havana's position, expressed in statements regarding the escalation of violence between Israel and Palestine, is to reject the deaths of civilians and innocent people of all parties involved in this conflict, regardless of ethnicity, nationality, or religious faith. The text of the Cuban Foreign Ministry calls for an end to the warmongering rhetoric and reaffirms its support for a comprehensive, just, and lasting solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict based on the creation of two states, allowing the Palestinian people to exercise their right to self-determination and the creation of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state within the pre-1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital, and also guaranteeing the right of return of refugees. Cuba's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister, Ricardo Cabrizas, concluded a fruitful working visit to Moscow, where he met with several Russian senior officials. According to Prensa Latina, a significant moment of the visit was the meeting of the co-chairs of the Cuban-Russian Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Scientific and Technological Cooperation, which Cabrizas presided over with his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Chernychenko. During the meeting, the two sides reaffirmed the willingness to continue deepening the economic, commercial, financial, and cooperation relations and expressed their opposition to the discriminatory policies, condemned the blockade and the unilateral measures to which they are subjected, and assessed the effect of the global economic crisis on their respective economies. Documents such as the bilateral economic agenda until 2023 and the roadmap for implementing the framework cooperation agreement between the two governments were signed. A documentary on the meeting 5 years ago between the General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Kim Jong-un, and the First Secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, was exhibited in Pyongyang. On that occasion, the President of State Affairs of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and the Cuban head of state expressed the will to strengthen relations between the two nations. The screening was attended by the chairman of the Korean Committee for Solidarity with Cuba, Ri Chang-sik, and the Chargé d'Affaires of the Korean Republic Embassy in Pyongyang, Boris Perez. The audience had the opportunity to watch the documentary Historic Summit, which wrote a new page of the Korea-Cuba friendship and summarized the most important moments of the Cuban leader's visit in 2018. The Party of the Communist Refoundation European Left of Italy highlighted the approval at the United Nations General Assembly of a resolution condemning the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade of Cuba. A statement from this political force highlights that in the vote held on Thursday, too, 187 countries pronounced themselves against this criminal measure of the U.S. government imposed on the island, and only the United States and Israel voted in favor of maintaining the blockade, while Zelensky's Ukraine abstained. More than 80% of the Cuban population was born under blockade, it says, and stresses that the blockade has been relentlessly reinforced during these 60 years with 243 measures. This organization reaffirms in its statement that the party of the Communist Refoundation, European Left, supports the struggle of the Cuban people and government for the lifting of the illegal, criminal, and genocidal blockade that violates international law and Cuba's right to live and build its future. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.